Welcome to the Modern Miss Mason podcast. My name is Leah Bowden, longtime student of Charlotte Mason's work and practitioner of her methods. I'd love to help you find the fun and the freedom in her philosophy. Happy Monday, friends, and welcome to another edition of our Modern Miss Mason Summer of Poems. Today, I am bringing out of the archives a beautiful poem, which was a favourite for many of you out there listening. And that was Diana Edwin, who recited so beautifully for us The Village Blacksmith by Longfellow. And if you haven't listened to the episode with Diana yet, please go back and listen to that. We talk all things science and the Charlotte Mason philosophy, so you definitely want to listen. But you're going to love Diana's reading today. Don't forget, this week is the last week you can get the 20% discount off the Charlotte Mason Unboxed course. It's an amazing time of the year to jump on the course and to refresh or to begin your journey with finding your freedom with the Charlotte Mason philosophy. All you have to do is go into the details of this podcast and click on the link, go across to Charlotte Mason Unboxed and use the code DEAL20 when you check out. Well, without further ado, here you are. This is Diana Edwin with The Village Blacksmith by Longfellow.
The Village Blacksmith by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow. Under a spreading chestnut tree the village smithy stands. The smith, a mighty man, is he, with large and sinewy hands, and the muscles of his brawny arms are strong as iron bands. His hair is crisp and black and long, his face is like the tan, his brow is wet with honest sweat. He earns whate'er he can, and looks the whole world in the face, for he owes not any man. Week in, week out, from morn till night, you can hear his bellows blow. You can hear him swing his heavy sledge, with measured beat and slow, like a sexton ringing the village bell, when the evening sun is low. And children, coming home from school, look in at the open door. They love to see the flaming forge and hear the bellows roar and catch the burning sparks that fly like chaff from a threshing floor. He goes on Sunday to the church and sits among his boys. He hears the parson pray and preach. He hears his daughter's voice singing in the village choir, and it makes his heart rejoice. It sounds to him like her mother's voice singing in paradise. He needs must think of her once more, how in the grave she lies, and with his hard, rough hand, he wipes a tear out of his eyes. Toiling, rejoicing, sorrowing, onward through life he goes. Each morning sees some task begin, each evening sees it close. Something attempted, something done, has earned a night's repose. Thanks, thanks to thee, my worthy friend, for the lesson thou hast taught. Thus at the flaming forge of life our fortunes must be wrought. Thus on its sounding anvil shaped each burning deed and thought.
Thank you for listening to the Modern Miss Mason podcast. If you loved it, share it with a friend, and you can leave us a great review. And of course, we'll be back here next week. Before then, you can find me on Facebook or Instagram on Modern Miss Mason, or you can go over to my website on modernmissmason.com.